This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the upper 80s. There's a little bit of a surprise. A really nice day on the way today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 90s. Chance of rain 30%. And tomorrow night, 20% chance of rain. Low in the low 70s on Wednesday. Another pretty good day. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. I am the low 90s. But once again, today, no mention of any rain specifically in our forecast. Sunshine today, high about 88 degrees. Chapel Hill police are seeking information in an early morning break-in at the Radio Shack at the Eastgate Shopping Center. At 2:30 in the morning today, police received an alarm call from the Radio Shack at 1800 East Franklin Street. That was less than 4 hours ago. Officers arrived shortly thereafter to find the glass in the front door smashed with a rock and items thrown around the store. As of 5:30 this morning, Radio Shack management said it had not been able to determine what, if anything, had been stolen. It might take a while. Police say they have no details on a suspect yet, but if you have any information, please contact Chapel Hill Police. You can call 911 or 919-968-2760. The 11th Moral Monday set for Raleigh at Halifax Mall at 5 o'clock today. So far, 700 people have been arrested at Moral Mondays. This week's Raleigh will focus on the rights and leadership of women in North Carolina, just days after the State House of Representatives passed a controversial bill tightening abortion restrictions. It was estimated that last week's demonstration was the largest crowd so far, though the number of arrests were down from the previous week. The Moral Monday protests have gained the attention of national news media outlets such as MSNBC and Fox News. The New York Times published an editorial entitled last week, the deadline, The Decline of North Carolina, concerning recent legislation passed by the state and the protesting in response. Rally leader and NAACP state chapter president Reverend William Barber announced that voting rights will headline the Moral Monday July 22nd, that is 1 week from today. He's also said the NAACP on August 28th will hold demonstrations in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. Last week, WCHL brought you the story of Symbology, a fair trade clothing company started by a UNC alum as part of a weekly series on young entrepreneurs making an impact in Chapel Hill. We've been highlighting the ventures of the 1789 Business Incubator in Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nass sat down with 1789's video production specialist Nicholas Thomas to see what he has in the works.
Thomas is the owner and creator of Film Lab, a video production company operating out of the 1789 office above Four Corners Restaurant.
The space is really cool. The view is the best on Franklin Street. And it helps you get work done because it's hard to be cooped up.
Thomas has produced content for many organizations on UNC's campus. He's working on one project currently for The Cube, a program that's a part of Innovate at Carolina. The Tar Heel alum and former junior varsity basketball player majored in management and society with a minor in business, but always knew his passion was for telling other people's stories. He also produced a promotional video for the company Tripster, a place to share travel experiences and recommendations.
I'm passionate about working with startups, entrepreneurs, tech companies, which RTP is becoming huge for a lot of these companies to grow here.
The 1789 Business Incubator, which launched in May, is already generating local buzz, not only because of the innovative young entrepreneurs taking up shop there, but also because of how cool of an office space it is.
When you have a space with arcade games and, you know, a phone booth and a ping pong table, all that builds community because people can rally around that.
And that community is one that Thomas says has helped him to thrive. He's able to share ideas with other venturists coming from a diverse range of backgrounds.
Just for an example, yesterday, somebody who's doing another venture, she had a question about Adobe Illustrator. Mm-hmm. And since I know about it, like, I was able to just, she was like, hey, Nick, like, you know, and yeah. I'm just, what do you, like, how do you do this? Like, what do you think about this? And so I was able to just come over and just help her for a few seconds.
1789 participants hope to move on to the launched Chapel Hill Incubator, geared towards the more developed businesses. Before venturists can move on to the next level, though, they have to successfully complete the Joe Startup Initiative, an educational program which helps them to formulate a business plan and also network with other entrepreneurs. It was created by Chris Mumford, who also co-founded Launch with Jim Kitchen. Thomas says Mumford has helped him realize what he can achieve if he works hard.
Hope you guys are so successful that you are in 1789 and you skip Launch and you go get your own office space. Yeah. You know, I think that'd be really cool to go get my own office space. You know, not as big as this, obviously.
For more information about Thomas's company, Film Lab, and 1789, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Literally thousands of rings on sale this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Get unbelievable sale prices on all rings this weekend only. All wedding bands, all anniversary bands, all designer engagement ring mounting, 3 stone rings, special pricing across the board. Plus, ring designers are here from New York showcasing all the latest styles and all on sale. Don't miss the extra savings at Diamonds Direct's largest ever ring event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood, across from Fleming's.
What's up at the Cantina, Margaret?
Summertime means lots of North Carolina produce. The weekend dinner specials feature white sangria with fresh fruit like blueberries and peaches. And as different vegetables come available, we'll be serving customer favorites such as chiles rellenos and gazpacho. You'll see local squash, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, melons, and more on our menu.
You're making my mouth water.
That's the idea, Ron.
Margaret's Cantina. Local. Seasonal. Fresh. Now serving summer supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
Did you know vehicle registration and taxes are processed separately? First, you receive a notice and then pay the vehicle registration. 3 months later, you receive a notice and pay your vehicle tax. From now on, the DMV will send a new combined notice that includes the vehicle registration and the vehicle tax, which will be due at the same time. For more information about changes to the vehicle registration process, please contact the Orange County Tax Office at 919-245-2100.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our Small Business Growth Toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The University Stores on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
Good morning. It is 6:15, 15 minutes after 6 o'clock at CHL. A White Cross Volunteer Fire Department is expanding to better provide safety to the houses in its district. Currently, White Cross plans to renovate its current facility on Old Greensboro Road and build a new station on Neville Road. White Cross Board of Directors President Tony Blake explains the reason for this expansion.
We're out of space, and we needed to expand our building. Now we realized that years ago and decided to take advantage of USDA funds at a very low rate.
Blake says White Cross plans to use U.S. Department of Agriculture loans only to renovate their current station and will use the amount the county allots for building the new station on Neville Road. On June 4th, White Cross had a meeting with the county commissioners to discuss the plans to build the new fire station and hear concerns from people in the area.
Yes, we believe that, it falls within the budget, and that was what we went to talk to the county commissioners and showed them our figures. But we believe that there's a good value for the residents here.
Some people have expressed concerns over building the new fire station in a residential area. Blake says the White Cross Fire Department heard several of those concerns at the commissioners' meeting and responded to the people and the commissioners with a letter answering many questions. He says White Cross plans to hold a community meeting when time permits to address any additional concerns. The location for the new building took a couple of years to find. Blake says we'll have positive benefits for more than 500 houses in the White Cross district.
Looked at several parcels of land over 2 years, and none of them met the criteria. And so the Neville Road location, it was by far the best location we could find.
One of the benefits for 500 houses in the White Cross District is a lower insurance rating. In North Carolina, houses receive insurance ratings based on how far they are from a fire station, and more than 5 miles away receives a much higher rate. By building this new station on Neville Road, several houses in the eastern region of their district will now be within 5 miles and get lower insurance rates. The new station will hold a tanker that the fire station does not currently have and will allow for its staff to better protect the area. The current White Cross facility uses an outdoor shed to store some vehicles in winter, making it difficult to use them in an emergency. Also, after building this new facility, White Cross wants to hire 2 more paid staff members to assist the current single paid staff member for the station. White Cross is always looking for volunteers to help its cause and assist in any way. Not all volunteers need to be firefighters. Blake says the station has a need for volunteers with any professional or support services like bookkeeping, electricians, plumbers, legal, and web page maintenance.
Whoever would like to help us and contribute, that's what keeps the cost down and makes it work.
If you like more information on the White Cross Fire Department, you can view this story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our very first traffic report of the morning is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features. Menu specials, hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And, of course, there's Fridays on the Front Porch, starting Fridays at 5 p.m. at the Carolina Inn. Not much happening in the way of traffic so far this morning. That situation will certainly change a little later on. When it does, Rand Northam is back in the newsroom. You will hear from him probably in about a half hour here to let you know what's happening in traffic. In the meantime, if you spot anything out of the ordinary, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can tweet us at WCHL. Just do it safely. Let us know. We'll pass along the word. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you this morning by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall, and Carborough. Mostly sunny today. High today in the upper 80s, 73 degrees right now. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. By tomorrow in the low 90s, chance of rain 30%. Tomorrow night, slight chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon and the high in the low 90s. So really hot weather is going to be with us, but I'm almost in a state of shock this morning. There's no specific mention of rain in our forecast for today. Again, mostly sunshine, high in the upper 80s. So, hey, say hallelujah. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
O'Reilly. Clean and lubricate your fuel system with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Protect the life of your vehicle's pumps and injectors while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
A list of things I've learned in 30 years as a talk show host. Here we go, number 10. You don't need to pay a lot to get a good hairpiece.
Ah.
Number 9, first half of the show, phone it in, last half, autopilot. Number 8, never anger a woman who shoots wolves from a helicopter. Number 7, you don't need to go to rehearsal. Number 6, companies will pay you large sums of money if you mention their product. Number 5, when I tell a guest I loved his movie, chances are I thought it was crap. Number 4, people love a sneezing monkey. Boy, do they ever. Here we go. Get ready. Yeah, thank you very much. Number 3, I have no business hosting a talk show. Number 2, people love a smoking baby. Oh, man, that's true. There he is right there. And the number 1 thing I've learned in my 30 years as a talk show host, the audience is livelier and more engaged when they're drunk.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His guests will be Bruce Willis, Commissioner of Baseball Bud Selig, and Valerie Simpson. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
I think I need to make one of those lists. David Letterman, top 10 list, WCHL. 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. And big news this morning for a UNC senior. Swimmer Stephanie Peacock won the gold medal in the women's 1,500-meter freestyle on Saturday at the World University Games, setting a meet record in the process. Peacock, a native of Cape Coral, Florida, led from start to finish to capture the gold medal in a World University Games record time of 16:04.44. The previous meet record was held by Flavia Rigamonti of Switzerland at 16:05.90. Peacock's American teammate, Ashley Steenvoorden, finished second in 16:07.89. And Martina Rita Carmen-Loli captured the bronze medal. In the process of winning, Peacock shattered her own university record in the event, which she had set in Friday's preliminaries at 16:23.37. That time was 7 seconds faster than her previous career best at 1,500 meters. UNC's school record had been 16:29.04 by Whitney Sprague at the 2009 World University Games coming into the meet. Peacock will continue competition in the World University Games later in the week during competition in the 400-meter and 800-meter freestyles. But again, congratulations to Carolina senior swimmer Stephanie Peacock, who won the gold medal in the women's 1,500-meter freestyle on Saturday at the World University Games, setting a meet record in the process. More championship sports on the way in an hour on WCHL. This sports report brought to you by UNC Family Medicine.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
6:25 at WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Pure Silk, moisturizing shave cream for women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Charles Osgood. A new presidential library will be opened this fall. Which president? Well, I'll give you a hint. His first name is George. No, his last name is not Bush. It's Washington. First in war, first in peace, and last to get a presidential library. It'll be in Mount Vernon, Virginia, at his home there on the Potomac. It's not as if Washington didn't want a presidential library, as the man in charge there, Kurt Diebrandt, told our CBS News colleague Chip Reed.
He foresaw the need for a library for his papers and books.
Yes.
Way back then.
He did. I think he thought that for the public good that they should be available.
So this building is kind of George Washington's wish coming true.
It is.
More after this.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand, firmly, for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
More with less.
Sound familiar?
This is what
many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/moreforless.
Not all of George Washington's presidential library will be available for just anybody to look at, says Chip Reed.
The inner sanctum, the library's vault, will be open only to researchers.
This is where Washington's actual original books will be.
Absolutely, because we're trying to do as much as we can to recreate his original library.
That will save money, which would have pleased Washington. He was not a man who liked to throw money away, despite what you may have heard.
Did he throw a silver dollar across the Potomac River?
He did not throw a silver dollar across the Potomac River, no.
A dollar didn't go that far, even in his day. But there are surprisingly true things you'll discover at the George Washington Presidential Library.
For example, he owned the largest distillery in America. Mount Vernon makes and sells his potent brand of whiskey.
Take a sip, and then we would say, hip, hip, huzzah.
Hip, hip, huzzah.
Hip, hip, huzzah.
That will put hair on your chest.
It will, absolutely.
Wow.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know to review your auto policy well in advance of your teenager getting a driver's license? Adding a teenager to an automobile policy can triple your premiums. And if you don't have a stable relationship with your insurance company or agent, you may have a hard time securing the most preferred pricing. If you want to discuss strategies for keeping your costs low and providing the most protection for your family, call Hein Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your auto policy. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro, so stop by or give them a call at 942-3153.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
2 hours. That's all it takes to change a life. Dedicate 2 hours a week to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can make a difference in the life of a kid like me. My mentor helps me make good grades and make good life decisions. Just 2 hours of your time can really help another student make it to graduation. For more information, contact Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate at 918-2170. Thanks WCHL for supporting Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and kids like me.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you this morning by the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms or two patios. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunny, high today in the upper 80s. Really good day on the way. A little warm, but really nice. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, slight chance of rain coming.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
I'm Heather Bosch. It's not over.
What do we want? Now!
Protesters across the country demanding federal charges against George Zimmerman for violating Trayvon Martin's civil rights. Defense expert Paul Batista doubts that'll happen.
My guess is that we will not see a federal criminal indictment of George Zimmerman. Among other things, he is not a public official. He may be a wannabe cop, but he's not a cop.
Still, feelings run deep now that the neighborhood watchman's been found not guilty of murdering the unarmed teenager.
It could have easily been my child, so I'm very angry.
Whether he faces federal charges or even a wrongful death civil suit, right now Zimmerman is free. But his brother says it's difficult for him.
He's going to have to learn how to move about
society, how to meaningfully engage people socially.
Robert Zimmerman Jr. spoke on Fox News Latino. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock in WCHL. We have 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the upper 80s. Really nice weather on the way. As I said, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. It actually keeps fluctuating a little this morning. 70 in Carborough. Chapel Hill police are seeking information in an early morning break-in at the Radio Shack in the Eastgate Shopping Center. We're talking about something that happened almost exactly 4 hours ago at about 2:30 a.m. today. Police received an alarm call from the Radio Shack at 1800 East Franklin Street at Eastgate. Officers arrived shortly thereafter to find the glass of the front door smashed with a rock and items thrown around the store. As of 5:30 this morning, an hour ago, Radio Shack management said it had not been able yet to determine what, if anything, had been stolen. Police say they have no details on a suspect yet, but if you have any information at all, please contact Chapel Hill Police, 911 or 919-968-2760. And, of course, we have that contact information along with the story on our website, chapelboro.com. The 11th Moral Monday is all set to go for Raleigh at Halifax Mall at 5 p.m. today. So far, 700 people have been arrested in these protests. Thousands have attended Moral Monday without getting arrested. This week's rally will focus on the rights and leadership of women in North Carolina, just a few days after the State House of Representatives passed a controversial bill tightening abortion restrictions. It was estimated that last week's demonstration was the largest crowd so far, though the number of arrests were down from the previous week. The Moral Monday protests have gained the attention of national news media outlets such as MSNBC and Fox News. The New York Times published an editorial entitled with "The Decline of North Carolina" concerning recent legislation passed by the state and all the protesting in response. Rally leader and NAACP state chapter president Reverend William Barber announced that voting rights will headline the Moral Monday next week, July 22nd. He also said the NAACP on August 28th will hold demonstrations in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. Last week, WCHL brought you the story of Symbology, a fair trade clothing company started by a USC alum as part of our weekly series on young entrepreneurs making an impact in Chapel Hill. We have that story coming up at the top of the hour on WCHL in our next newscast. And in addition to that, White Cross Volunteer Fire Department is expanding now to better provide safety to the houses in this district. We'll have that story coming up as well. As Playmaker Summer Youth Conservatory will perform Sweeney Todd this Wednesday through Sunday at the Center for Dramatic Art at UNC. The Summer Youth Conservatory consists of current high school students and recent high school graduates, giving them the chance to learn more from a professional aspect. Student Emma Beck works on the play from the technical side and comments on her experience working with professionals in the Summer Youth Conservancy.
There are so many people helping us, so many like professional adults, that we get so much one-on-one attention and we are able to learn so much more than we are at high school.
The Summer Youth Conservatory program allows for high school students to gain experience working in a professional theater environment and perform difficult shows like Sweeney Todd. Director of the performance and artistic director of Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville, Tom Quaintance, has worked with the Summer Youth Conservatory for 4 years and says he was astounded at the level of work these students were doing.
Came up and I got to see You're in Town, and I saw that the program had grown to the point and that the students were so talented, that the training that they've received, it's like they absolutely can do Sweeney Todd. So we picked Sweeney Todd.
Quentin says he had previously never expected to work with high school students on such a difficult performance, but after last year's performance, he thought they were ready.
Really exciting play to be working on with students. It was something that I never thought I would want to do with students because It is one of the most challenging musicals ever. I've always loved it.
The program began June 17th, giving the students only 1 month to prepare for opening night. Quentin says the level of work and commitment that the students put into this performance is unlike most high schools. The star of last year's Urinetown, Adrian Thornburg, again plays a spotlight role in this year's Sweeney Todd as an experienced member of Summer Youth Conservatory and star actor. Thornburg comments on his idea of this year's performance.
Well, I'm playing Sweeney Todd, and this has really been a very special experience. I really do think that this is easily the greatest show I've been a part of, both just on the merits of the show and also just on the merits of what we've put together.
If you'd like more information and for a link to purchase tickets, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:37, 23 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up, today's commentary in the way from Greg Meyer. We also have Inside Carolina Athletics, a little Tar Heel trivia for you. And in just a few minutes, we'll have Traffic and Weather Together. We have Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, celebrity birthdays, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero, all straight ahead.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz. For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
This is Lyda Coleman of Coleman, Hunton & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. Did you know that there are more than 1,000 nonprofits in Orange County, and they need help with accounting and tax services like any other business? We can help with obtaining tax-exempt status, setting up your accounting systems, preparing tax returns, and being there to hold your hand if the IRS comes knocking.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
Hello there. This is Wayne Pond. You are listening to the WCHL Morning News. Congratulations to Ron Sutt, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year. Ron Boy, good for you.
Well, thank you, Wayne. It is 6:39, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Greg Meyer.
At the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program, we know firsthand what newspaper headlines tell us. Too many boys in our society are failing school and falling between the cracks. Like most mentoring programs, the program that I run has one challenge that surpasses all others, recruiting enough male mentors. Recently, a social worker from one of our local elementary schools told me that she had asked teachers at her school to recommend students for our program. They recommended 2 girls and 8 boys. That's no surprise. There are probably about 4 times as many boys who need mentors as girls. Unfortunately, our female mentors outnumber their male counterparts 2 to 1. Why don't men volunteer? They consistently tell me that they're too busy, not patient enough, they wouldn't be good at it, or they're not sure that it really works. Guys, I'm calling you out. Those are excuses that are leaving our young men behind. First of all, it does work. We have a 100% high school graduation rate for our male students, and 100% of them have also gone on to some type of post-secondary education. You would be good at mentoring. You are patient enough. There is no movie script super mentor role that you need to fulfill. You just need to be yourself. Mentoring is not always easy, but our mentors consistently say that once they begin mentoring, it's other stuff that they have to make time for. Mentor time is something they look forward to. Men, step up to the plate. Most programs ask you to give just a couple of hours per week. You can include your mentee in things you're already doing, like going to a basketball game, fishing, fixing your car, cooking dinner. Women, reach out to the men in your lives. The best way to recruit a mentor is to tell him you'd make a great mentor. Give him some information on a mentoring program in your area, or consider offering to do it together. Sometimes men will say yes to the opportunity to mentor as a couple. We can match you with a male mentee, and you can split the mentoring responsibilities between you. It takes men stepping up to the plate to make sure that our society doesn't fail our young men. Men, it's time to become a mentor. This is Greg Meyer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM.
Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, almost time to roll around in the grass and hit somebody.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
P.J. Hairston made 89 three-pointers during the 2013 Carolina basketball season, most on the Tar Heel team. Hairston has now made at least one three-pointer in 33 consecutive Carolina games in which he has played. That run is only one behind the Tar Heel record of 34 consecutive games with a made three-pointer held by three different players. Can you name them? We'll find out the answers to this piece of Tar Heel trivia after the break. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
P.J. Hairston is just one game away from tying a Carolina basketball record of consecutive games with a made three-pointer. Three former Tar Heels made a three-pointer in 34 consecutive games. Who were they? Current assistant coach Hubert Davis was the first to set the mark, making a three in the last 21 games of the 1990-91 season and the first 13 contests the following year. Shimon Williams tied the record hitting from distance in the last 27 games of the 96-97 season and the first seven in 97-98. And finally, Rashad McCants made a three-pointer in the last 19 games of the 2003-04 campaign before making one in the first 15 games of the Carolina championship season of 2005.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Traffic and weather together coming up next on WCHL.
You can't miss Diamonds Direct Crabtree's largest ever ring event this weekend. Every ring is on sale. Thousands. It's a great time to take her existing diamond and give it new life with a fabulous new designer setting. Meet top designers and see all the latest styles and get special pricing on all wedding bands, all sapphire rings, all stackable rings, all three stone rings. It's 3 days of incredible savings on all rings. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming's.
Now at AT&T, come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Q10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible.
AT&T, the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer, select locations in-store only, subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plan and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit the store for offer details. Limited 4G LTE availability. Claim based on a comparison of U.S. national carriers' average 4G LTE download speed for Android and Windows smartphones and iPhone 5.
Time now for traffic and weather together at WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now with your morning traffic at WCHL, we'll check in with WCHL's Rand Northam in a medium blue shirt this morning, predominantly red tie. Just really looking good as usual.
Well, thank you very much.
Nothing out of the ordinary about today. You always look good.
Well, I appreciate that. You're looking fine yourself there, Ron.
Mr. Dapper. Yeah, but I'm not wearing a tie.
Well, no, but That's okay.
But thank you.
Yeah. 36 years behind the microphone, you don't need one.
I think, on the other hand, you always look distinguished. So thanks for keeping it up and setting the bar high for the rest of us around here at
the
radio
station. You betcha. I'll try to continue on.
Mm.
Happy Monday morning to you.
Yeah, you too.
Starting off a new week.
Uh-huh. Anything going on with traffic?
Traffic is starting off smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that very safely.
And when you get in touch with us, you do not have to be wearing a tie.
You do not.
Just
that is true.
You know.
Very true.
Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you a little bit later. And WCHL's Rand Northam take care of business back in the newsroom all morning long. And also keeping an eye on traffic. Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you this morning by your friends at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Durham on Mount Moriah Road. Actually, between Chapel Hill and Durham, Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It is 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunny, high today in the upper 80s today. You hear that? No mention of any rain at all in our forecast. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. 30% chance of rain tomorrow. High tomorrow in the low 90s. Really hot. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm or two in the evening. Overnight low 72. Chance of rain 20%. And then on Wednesday, we'll have a 20% chance of rain. Maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High of the low 90s. But again, no specific mention of any rain in our forecast for today at all. And I say to you, isn't that really nice? Time now for celebrity birthdays. You know Ken Kercheval, the actor? He played Cliff Barnes on the old Dallas television show. Ken Kercheval, 78 years old today. Actor Patrick Wayne is 74. Actor Jan Michael Vincent is 69 today. Millie Jackson, the singer, 69 years old today. Linda Ronstadt, another singer, is 67. Actor Terry O'Quinn is 61. Model Kim Alexis, 53. Actor-director Forrest Whitaker, 52. Actress Lolita Davidovich, 52 years old today. Actress Bridget Nielsen is 50. Actress Amanda Foreman, 47. Actor-comedian Eddie Griffin turns 45 today. Actor Reggie Hayes, 44. Actor Scott Foley is 41. Actor Brian Austin Green is 40. Actress Diane Kruger started out as a model. Now she's an actress, 37 years old today. And actor Travis Fimmel is 34. Actor Tristan Wiles turned 24 today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, happy birthday to Courtney Whittington. Courtney, happy birthday. Hope it's a big birthday for you. Celebrate big time. Brian Barnes also has a birthday today. And our birthday winner of the day, presented by your friends at the UPS stores in Chapel Hill, Kim Woodard. Kim Woodard is our birthday winner of the day, and she gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Fordham Boulevard and also at Metamont. Happy birthday, Kim Woodard. Make sure John makes it a special birthday. Kim Woodard, happy birthday from the UPS stores and all of us here at WCHL. Monday!
Yes,
Monday.
It is Monday.
Can't trust that day.
Nope, and it's a manic Monday if you believe the Bengals.
It's another manic
Prince
Monday.
Prince wrote that song.
Yeah. And also, Monday, you can't trust that day, Mamas and Papas.
Oh, without question, yes.
Yeah.
Had the false ending. I remember seeing them do that show, that song. I think it was on Ed Sullivan or some variety show. Mm. And they got to that false ending at the end. And the crowd, who of course are hearing it for the first time, burst into applause.
Yeah, they had no way of knowing.
Right, and then the Mamas and Papas had to finish the song, drowned in applause. But I guess it's good they had applause.
Yeah, I guess so.
How you doing?
I guess you're right. It's better than the alternative.
Yes,
better
it is.
Than everybody just sitting there and having silence, you know.
You are correct.
Doing okay. Had a good weekend. Hope you did.
Yes, sir. They're all good, man.
Mm.
All good. Today.
Yeah, it's Monday all day.
And we're doing the U.S. Capitol.
Okay.
The U.S. Capital is our trivia question. Some of you may be headed to Washington.
Sounds good to me.
All right. So each state is allowed two figures in Statuary Hall.
Okay.
Statuary Hall is in the old House of Representatives chamber, the old one in
right.
the U.S. Capitol.
Right.
For example, North Carolina's two statues are Charles Brantley Aycock, the education governor,
uh-huh.
and Zebulon Baird Vance, a senator and governor of North Carolina as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to give you two statues. What I want you folks to do is you call in with which state is represented by these two statues in Statuary Hall.
Okay.
All right.
I'm probably not going to know this.
Will Rogers and Sequoia. Will Rogers, of course, the humorist,
mm-hmm.
and the Cherokee Sequoia. Which state is represented by those two statues?
What a great question.
Thank you so much.
I like
much.
That. I might not know the answer, but I think I do, but I'm not sure.
I bet you do. A good educated guess will probably zero in on this one.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL. And if you call with the correct answer, you're going to win
a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Well, you're good to go. And
you can swap a trivia prize with one of our previous winners.
Call us.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Mary Lawrence, President and CEO of Cornucopia House Cancer Support Center.
Why does this make you feel so good to be involved in such an important organization?
Oh, gosh, Ron. My sister is a cancer survivor. My dad is a cancer survivor. I never realized until I started working at Cornucopia how important support on the cancer journey was. And I've seen the services that we provide and the impact, the positive impact, and the way in which what we do really does help patients and their families. So many people that have a cancer diagnosis feel alone and isolated. They have so many questions. They have such a great need for information, and they want to be with other people who have been on the journey that they're walking now. And through the relationships that are built amongst participants, a bond is created, and they get a sense of support from each other. They learn from each other. They give strength and hope to each other. And we know that what we do makes such a big difference.
Mary Lawrence says Cornucopia House provides support of all kinds for people going through a very difficult time.
It's interesting now to see that both Duke and UNC Comprehensive Cancer Centers are offering comprehensive support like Cornucopia is. And I think this is a testimonial to a real movement in the United States to understand that cancer affects your mind, your body, and your spirit. And it's not just the clinical side of the disease that needs to be treated, but we need to see all of that person and help them in different ways and on different levels. They can go to Cornucopia's website, which is www.cancersupport4u.org. You can learn all about it or just call our office, which is 401-9333.
Mary Lawrence, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:55, 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock at WCHL. Phones going crazy this morning.
Freddie Kiger, are you talking about statues? You're talking about representing states?
Yep.
Is the answer to your question today, Missouri?
You're close. You're very close.
It's not Missouri?
No.
It's not Kansas?
You're close. Keep going south.
Like Oklahoma? This I don't know.
What'd you say?
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma's right.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're batting 333. It's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's
baseball.
Not bad. Yeah, that's major league stuff.
Yeah, folks, we asked everybody in Statuary Hall in the United States Capitol building. Each state has two statues.
Mm-hmm.
And North Carolina's is Charles Brantley Aycock, the education governor at the turn of the century, 1899-1900 kind of thing. And Zebulon Baird Vance,
right.
A war governor and senator from North Carolina. What U.S. state represented by Will Will Rogers and Sequoia. It's Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Silversmith, blacksmith, teacher, scholar Sequoia, best known for his creation of a Cherokee syllabary, making reading and writing in Cherokee possible.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, comedic actor, columnist, and radio personality, Will Rogers, mm-hmm. the quick wit, American cowboy, vaudeville performer, and humorist, yep. who once said, "Be thankful we're not getting all the government we're paying for."
Yeah, he's right about good. It. I think we're getting more than our share in North Carolina.
Oh,
let me just say that.
Oh, man. Well,
boy. I don't think it is
Moral Monday.
I don't think he had modern day North Carolina in mind when he said that. Otherwise, everybody would have groaned instead of laughing.
Well, he would also. He said, "I never met and never liked, and I've never met a man I didn't like."
I've met a lot of them I don't like now. Tell you that. Oh boy, to get heavy here.
That's all right. We'll see what happens. All right, buddy. Hey, listen. You know what? Tomorrow. You know what's coming tomorrow?
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
You got it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, you know what? We got a lot of phone calls this morning. A lot of people had it right, but the very first person to get in here with the correct answer, Walt Mack. And Walt gets to swap the trivia prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much, Walt. Walt knew that the name of the state is Oklahoma. So thank you very much, Freddie, for a very good question this morning.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Fenner, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble if you're looking for an engagement ring or a special custom piece you've been dreaming of. Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Mostly sunshine today. No mention of any rain in the forecast today. 72 degrees right now. Mostly sunny. It's going to be warm. High today in the upper 80s. Get ready for that.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
And now, CBS News presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environment.